It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And on this Wednesday morning, we say hello to Candace Wakeman. Candace is the head of marketing at ESP Financial. Candace, good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Nice to have you here. Nice to talk to you, as always, in a, well, an important topic. Not that they're not all important, but there is a lot of things to think about when we talk about retirement, and that is our focus today, is retirement saving. Candace?
Yes, so financial security in retirement doesn't just happen. It takes planning and commitment and, yes, money. Your financial needs change through all stages of your life, but one constant focus should be saving for retirement.
You know, in some cases, easier said than done, but it is very important, isn't it?
Yes, it is easier said than done. And Ron, do you know that according to the recent United States Department of Labor study in 2020, more than a quarter of private industry workers with access to a defined contribution plan, such as a 401k, did not participate. And only half of Americans have calculated how much they need to save for retirement. No matter where you are in life, there are a number of things to consider when it comes to retirement. First, start saving. Keep saving and stick to your goals. If you are already saving, whether for retirement or another goal, keep going. And if you're not saving, it's time to get started. Second, know your retirement needs. Retirement is expensive. Experts estimate that you will need about 70 to 90% of your pre-retirement income to maintain your standard of living when you stop working. If your employer offers a retirement saving plan, such as a 401k, sign up, contribute all that you can, and take full advantage of any match your employer offers. If your employer has a traditional pension plan, check to see if you are covered by that plan and understand how it works. Consider basic investment principles. How you save can be as important as how much you save. Don't touch your retirement savings. If you withdraw your retirement savings now, you'll lose principal and interest, and you may lose tax benefits or have to pay withdrawal penalties. Put money into an individual retirement account, which is an IRA. You can put up to $6,000 a year into an IRA, and even more if you are 50 or older. Find out if you have Social Security benefits. On average, Social Security retirement benefits replace 40% of pre-retirement income for retirement beneficiaries. And lastly, make sure you ask lots of questions.
Don't be afraid to ask those questions. That is right. Great tips, and I'll tell you what, very sound financial advice, planning for retirement. Candace, do you have a money message for us this morning?
Yeah, the tips I just mentioned are just a few things to consider when it comes to retirement. If you are in need of more help, we have a great investment center at ESB, and we'd be happy to chat more about your retirement goals.
Candace,
check
great,
us out.
Yeah, Candace, great job. Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Ron.
That is Candace Wakeman, head of marketing at ESB Financial. Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial and Emporia Tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.